Around 1 dozen public school districts in Colorado offer bilingual instruction as part of dual language immersion programs, according to the State Department of Education. Among them are two schools in Boulder Valley School District, Pioneer Bilingual and University Hill Elementary. The goal of dual immersion is to form fully bilingual students by offering instruction in various subjects in two languages. The most common second language in Colorado is Spanish.
Bilingual education does work, but you got to do it right. And if you don't do it right, it's going to be more hurtful than anything else.
Richard Garcia is a member of Boulder Valley School District's Board of Education and supported of bilingual instruction.
Now, here in Boulder Valley, because I have been insisting that we need to extend bilingual education opportunities beyond fifth grade, because we have a lot of families that send their kids through the bilingual education programs in Boulder, and they stop at fifth grade. And then we have created some strands or something around bilingual education in two middle schools, Casey Middle School and Manhattan Middle School, but they're not bilingual programs by no stretch of the imagination. We need to do something better.
Garcia says the district is now looking at how to expand bilingual education opportunities all the way through the 12th grade. For those who may have had the opportunity to have enrolled in a dual language immersion program in elementary school.
The problem here is that we have kids all over the district that don't have bilingual education offerings like they do at Unihill and Pioneer. They use English only as the medium of instruction. You know, there could be 20 kids in one school, 30 kids in one school, 10 kids in one school. Those kids are the ones that need support too, okay? So we're looking at what are we doing as it relates to utilizing their dominant language so that they can continue their education in a more equitable way.
Some kids in Boulder County speak Spanish at home while receiving instruction in English only or in the form of English language development. The aim of English language development is to transition foreign language students to English language fluency, which is different from truly bilingual education. At a nail salon, a Boulder School District mom shared her children's experience.
Mi nombre es Juana Ramírez y tengo dos hijos en las escuelas del distrito. Uno va a quinto grado en Columbine Elementary School y la otra va a noveno grado en Boulder High. Y para mí sí es muy importante que vayan a escuelas donde reciban educación bilingüe.
Juana Ramírez lives in Boulder and is a mother of three. Her youngest attends Columbine Elementary, another goes to Boulder High, and the eldest is now enrolled at Front Range Community College.
Porque eso les va a ayudar en su futuro, les abre mejores oportunidades y les ayuda mucho a dominar mejor nuestro idioma, que es el español. Entonces, para mí es muy importante que las escuelas tengan programas bilingües y clases más avanzadas y más tiempo.
Ramírez speaks Spanish as a first language and says it's important that schools offer bilingual programs. She says the instruction in Spanish at Boulder Valley School District schools has improved since her eldest child attended the English-only Eisenhower Elementary.
Mi hijo mayor, la experiencia él fue todo el tiempo a una escuela que fue escuela que no era bilingüe, que era Eisenhower Elementary, y nunca tenía ningún programa en español. Hace como 15 años. Bueno, sí habla español porque nosotros en casa hablamos español, pero él no tiene una buena escritura en español y le cuesta más hablar. Bueno, lo habla bien, pero no sabe muy bien escribirlo y hay palabras que no las menciona bien.
Ramírez says her eldest son is conversationally bilingual, but that his reading and writing and pronunciation of Spanish suffered as a consequence of English-only instruction. This is the type of situation Boulder Valley School District board member Richard Garcia hopes to prevent by expanding dual language learning from K through 12.
You know, I go back and I start thinking about what happened to our Native Americans when they were pulled out and put on these crazy boarding schools where they were stripped of their Indian culture and their language. Now, that isn't going to happen with us because we're going to resist that. One, my experience growing up in a school in Montevista, Colorado, in the San Luis Valley, was not like the experience that our Native American brothers and sisters have, but they did try to strip my language, and they would do different strategies in terms of doing that.
While dual language immersion education is available at a limited number of public schools in Boulder, Lafayette, Denver, and Aurora, one notable absence from that list is Longmont. Census data shows Longmont has a significantly higher Latino population than Boulder, but the San Brain Valley School District does not have a single dual language immersion school. Again, Boulder Valley School Board Member Richard Garcia.
I have worked in the community of Longmont for many, many, many years, okay? Even though I am a resident of Erie, Colorado, Boulder County, I have done a lot of work with the families in St. Vrain Valley School District. One of the concerns that I heard mentioned in St. Vrain Valley School District is the lack of bilingual education in their schools. And then if you talk to the administration will tell you that they do have bilingual education. But the bilingual education that they have in St. Vrain Valley School District is a transitional bilingual education program, which is K-3. And that particular program is using Spanish as a crutch for kids to learn English. And then after that, kids are taught in English only. And what happens with that particular model is that kids forget their language and they forget their culture because it is not taught in that public school system.
But demographic shifts may help to turn the tide.
So when my family and I first immigrated to this area, to Boulder County, we were less than 5% of Latinos who made up the demographics of this community. We are now 14%.
That's Dr. Perla Delgado, Executive Director of I Have a Dream Foundation, speaking after an event in Longmont organized by Sand Brain Parents Involve in Education.
14% is significant. While it might not mean a lot for communities like California or Texas, in Boulder County, it's significant. That means that we are moving the needle forward. There are more teachers that are bilingual. There are more teachers who identify as Latino. There are small businesses that are opening every day that are specifically catering to the Latino community. So we are here. We have a presence, we have a voice, and we have a vote in what's going to happen in our local politics to be able to influence national and federal policy.
The foundation Dr. Delgado leads helps to form future leaders and says bilingualism is a major benefit in that regard.
Definitely. I think a bilingual person or anyone who speaks more than two languages is worth a lot. We learn how to code switch, we navigate multiple languages, multiple scenarios, and we serve often as a bridge for those communities who aren't that confident in their bilingualism, right? Being bilingual is beautiful, and it's important to take that and embrace it and say, I am a leader in two worlds, and I can bring those two communities together and really create change that will positively impact each and every one of us.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.